Leather from a lab. Leather is a hugely popular material for a range of products: shoes, jackets, bags, wallets, the list goes on. But this popularity comes at a price. The global leather industry kills over 1 billion animals every year. This has caused many to ask the question, is it possible to meet the global demand of leather but not do any harm to animals? A process called biofabrication may be the answer. Biofabrication is not new. It is already commonly used in medicine. Biofabrication techniques are used to grow body parts like ears, skin, and bones for transplants. But it can also be used to make other products, such as leather. Biofabricated leather has many advantages. Scientists will be able to make it with whatever qualities they want, such as extra softness, greater strength, or even different colors and patterns. But how exactly does biofabrication work? To grow leather, scientists begin by taking some cells from an animal, not hurting the animal in any way. They then isolate the cells and grow them in a lab. This process takes millions of cells and expands them into billions. Next, the scientists take the cells and spread them out to form thin sheets. These thin sheets are then layered to combine into thicker sheets. After that, the scientists can tan the hide. Anyone can then dye and finish the leather and design it in any way they like, into bags, watches, or shoes. Andras Forgach supports biofabrication. He says it may even be a natural evolution of manufacturing for mankind. We will be able to make the products we need in a more efficient, responsible, and creative way. And biofabrication is not just about leather. It's possible the technique could also be used to grow meat. While this may sound crazy, Forgach certainly doesn't think so. What's crazy, he says, is what we do today.